Sicha Isharan, Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, paragraph Vav, 6. Rabbi Nazal says here that the Yetzahara, the evil inclination, could be compared to a person who goes and runs among people with a closed fist. He keeps a fist closed, and people don't know what he's hiding, what he has inside of there. And he tricks people, and he asks each and every person, what am I holding? What do I have here? And each person thinks, wow, he has what I want. He has just the thing that I want or just the thing that I need. And therefore, people start chasing him and running after him because each one is thinking that what he wants is in that closed fist. But then eventually, at some later time, he opens up his hand and says, ha ha, nothing. I had nothing. And Rabbi Nazar says that's exactly how the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, operates with each and every one of us. That he tricks people, everybody's chasing after him, they're chasing after women, they're chasing after money. Each one thinks that this is fulfillment, that this will give me happiness. And he tricks people into thinking that he has what they want, but in the end, he opens his hand and there's nothing there. Because the Torah tells us many times that there isn't any person that ever achieved satisfaction from materialism, from gashmius, from money, from women, things like that. Pasuk, I believe it is, that says, "Ein od ames v'chatzi tavosei biyodoi." A person does not die having achieved half of what he wants, half of his desire. He never even gets to 50% if he's chasing materialism, if he's looking for fulfillment in gashmius. Rabbi Nazal also said, related to this, that all of the materialistic desires of this world are like the rays of the sun. If you'll take a look sometimes at a window where the sunlight is coming into the window and you stand at a certain angle, you see like beams, actual what looks like beams coming through, beams of light coming through the window. And sometimes you'll show it to a child, they'll run over and try to grab it because they think it looks lit, whereas in actuality, there's nothing to grab. It only looks like beam. It gives that appearance like it's a physical thing, a tangible, touchable thing. In reality, it's nothing. It's not touchable at all. And Rabbi Nazar said, that's exactly what the Yetzirah is all about. This thing that's it's imagination. It's a person's imagination. And it's something they think it's something, which it really isn't. Interestingly, Rabbi Nazar doesn't mention this, but in a chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 25 in Likutei Moran, 25 corresponding to the 25th day of Kislev, which is Hanukkah, and that's the chapter in Likutei Moran which Rav Nosson Zal in Likutei Halachos opens up the laws of Hanukkah with. When he expounds on the laws of Hanukkah, the first law of Hanukkah is based on chapter 25 in Likutei Moran. There, Rabbi Nazal coins another term, a title. He gives the Yetzirah a title. He calls him Medame, Koyach HaMedame. Medame means imagination, fantasy. Where again, somebody conjures up a picture as if this thing is something when it really isn't. It's nothing. It's like a dream that has no reality to it whatsoever. And in fact, we note that the word medame is bigimatria Chanukah, because Chanukah is the exact opposite of this. This is the Yetzirah. We're defining here the Yetzirah, the evil inclination. The Greeks, what they tried to do was they tried to substitute for true light. The Torah is called light. Kiner mitzvah v'Torah oyer. They said, no problem. The Torah is expensive. It's like a person wants to buy a diamond ring that costs $15,000. Somebody says, come with me. I'm going to sell you something that looks as good as that and better for $1,500. For $1,500, I will sell you a fake diamond and I'll show it to you under only a super, super knowledgeable person in diamonds will be able to tell the difference between the two. To a layman or to even an advanced person, they look exactly the same. And sometimes the fake one looks more real, looks better quality than the real one. That's the concept of the secular wisdom and the secular culture, which the Greeks tried to promote and tried to get the Jews to replace our Torah, our religion, which supposedly is difficult. Can't do this, can't do that. All the difficulties involved, supposed difficulties in serving Hashem. What do you need that for? Come with us, you'll have an easy life. Life of pleasure, enjoyment. That's this medame. Rabbeinu Zal said that there's the Medrash and the Gemara say that the Yetzer Hara has seven names. When he finished giving that shiur, Rabbeinu Zal said, time to give him a new name, an eighth name, Koyach HaMedame, because that's what he's really all about. If a person knows that, then you know what to be on the lookout for. Somebody offers you a diamond, you know, hold on a second. I better get somebody who's really qualified, who knows everything about diamonds to tell me, is this real or fake? Because I'm in an Olam HaSheker now. I'm not in the world of truth. I'm in the world of falsehood. And in this world of falsehood, Sheker can look more truthful, more real than Emes, Chas V'Shon, sometimes. The commentaries on the Sichos Haran, the Noyam HaSichos, tells us a beautiful story that Rabbeinu Zal told to illustrate this, a moshel, a parable, to illustrate this concept of people chasing after something, not realizing that it's a mirage, it's a fantasy, it's not real. Rabbeinu Zal said there was a person who refused to believe in Shadim, these forces of evil that are in some ways they're similar to angels, some ways similar to human beings, and they like to play tricks on people. They like to make fun of people, they like to hurt people. This person didn't believe in it at all. And one time at night, that's when these shadim are usually prevalent, one of these shadim came and called him outside, come with me. So he went out and this shade showed him a horse, a beautiful stallion, really muscular, something outstanding. And he saw that this horse was really something exquisite. So he asked this shade, how much do you want for it? So the shade said, $400. Four adumim, that's the unit that Rabbeinu Zal said. This person who knew a little bit about horses realized that this is a bargain. This horse is worth at least $800 because this is really choice. So he bought it for the $400. And he thought, wow, did I make a killing? The next day, he wants to go make the killing. So he goes to sell this horse and he sets a certain price for it. And he sees that people are saying, okay. So he says, if people are willing to give me that much, then for sure it's worth much more. Must say it could even be worth double. So he refused to accept their offers. And he went further. He figured, I'll go to a bigger city where there's wealthier people. They'll give me more money for the horse. He goes further. And sure enough, he doubles the price. And he sees that there are people who are willing to pay. So he says, it's probably worth double this. And he goes further and further until the price of the horse went into the thousands of dollars. And he's still refusing to sell it because each time he figures, if they're willing to buy it for this, must mean I can get even more money for it. Until there was nobody left anymore who could pay the price other than the king himself. So sure enough, he goes and presents this horse to the king. The king sees it and says, beautiful. And the king's ready to pay the price that he's suggesting. And again, he refuses the king because he's saying if the king is willing to pay this much, it means I could probably get more if I go to a different king. So nobody buys it. So he leaves the palace. He leaves the king's palace. He was about to make ultimate killing. And he goes to get the horse. The horse is thirsty to get the horse to water to drink. So there was a pump. There was a pump. like in the olden days, where you would pump the water into a pail and then take the pail and give it to the horse to drink from. So he brings the horse near the pump and he's about to turn around and start pumping the water, and the horse jumps inside the pump. And he doesn't see it anymore. This is the way it looked to him. He didn't realize that this was the one who sold him the horse originally was one of these shadim, one of these tricksters that are able to play tricks, illusion, to make something look like what it isn't, and sleight of all kinds of things. So he starts screaming and screaming that his multi-billion dollar horse is in the pump. So people ask him, what are you screaming about? So he says, my horse jumped into the pump. They look at him. This guy woke up everybody in the middle of the night. They take sticks and start beating him up. Idiot, what are you screaming for? Stop screaming, stop yelling. Give him a good beating. He sees that people are hitting him because they think he's crazy. So he wants to leave. As he's turning around to try to leave, he sees the horse stick his head out of the pump. And the horse is smiling. So he says, look! You know, he's trying to get the people to look. And because he thinks his horse is there. So people gather around. Again, the people come there to say, what is it? He says, it's there. I saw it. You saw it. We didn't hit you hard enough. They give him a second beating, a much harder beating, and he's screaming. And Rabbi Nazal said, this is how the Satan plays with us, plays with each and every one of us, using false things, make-believe, things that look attractive. It looks fun. It looks enjoyable. It looks pleasant. And the person keeps thinking he's going to make more money. Especially when it comes to money, those who are chasing money, chasing that false dream of wealth, thinking more to take them further and further. And when the person finally realizes enough and he wants to leave, the horse sticks his head out again and smiles and says, I'm here. And the person can't pull himself away. He's glued to it. He's glued to this pursuit of this false success, this phony success, that he can't get out of it. This is a parable that Rabbeinu Zal told.